one of the special moments in the Senate confirmation hearing is when your senator goes to the witness table to introduce you. Now, in this case, let's listen to Maria Cantwell, the junior senator from Washington State, as she introduces Elizabeth Robinson, the woman that President Obama has nominated to be the chief financial officer at NASA.
I've always been a strong advocate for women who pursue degrees in math and science, and the first thing I noticed is that Beth earned her PhD in geophysics from MIT. Her thesis was about numerical modeling of the interior of the Earth with comparisons to satellite data. Without needing to know any of the details, it tells me right away she has the ability to help keep NASA's program managers on their toes. And she understands numbers, but she also understands technology. But in addition, Dr. Robinson also understands the Hill. Having worked here for Representative Gebhardt for several years as a project director at the former Office of Technology Assessment, where she cut her teeth, and later for George Brown as a staff member of the House Science Committee, she has had great interaction with us and our colleagues. In the late 90s, Beth left the Hill to work at the Office of Management and Budget, and in 2003, she headed back to the Hill to serve as deputy director of the Congressional Budget Office. And among other duties, she oversaw the management division and reviewed sign-off on all of its reports. And after 2 years at CBO, Beth headed back to OMB to be the assistant director for where she remains today.
In recent years, NASA has faced numerous and well-documented challenges accounting for its spending on any number of space-related projects. With that in mind, West Virginia Senator Jay Rockefeller wasted no time in grilling Robinson on the job she says she wants.
You can conclude that I don't think that NASA has a particularly good, from my point of view, track record when it comes to financial management, which is what you're going to fix. And just pointing out, because Ernst & Young is a very well-known accounting firm, I mean, they literally couldn't put together an audit because what they were looking at in the budget process in NASA wasn't something they could work with, and this is their job. So my question is, how are we going to fix this?
This is a very important challenge that faces NASA, and it's been going on for a number of years, as you have noted. The GAO has done a number of reports. The previous IGs have done reports as well, and Mr. Martin, I think we'll continue that great tradition. There are significant challenges. There are a number of root causes, and this is definitely tops. This is my top priority if confirmed at NASA.
Robinson went on to talk about her expectations for the job, but it's clear that this wasn't enough for Chairman Rockefeller, and he let her know it.
You have to have some sense of what you want to do about this, other than saying that you are intending to do it and others have taken steps towards doing this or are committed to doing this. I mean, there has to be a harder edge, I think, to your answer.
Well, I'm not in the position yet, so I do not know all of the details. From afar, GAO and the IG have pointed to issues of data integrity, making sure that as programs execute their financial transactions and record them, that errors are immediately noted. NASA just last year put in a continuous monitoring program where every night they go through and try to detect anomalies. That's new for the agency. Other agencies have done that and seen very good success from it. NASA has also been challenged in terms of valuing its property, everything from desktops to what is the value, current value of the space station. And all of those face different challenges, but again, NASA is systematically going through and collecting the data on which you would do that. NASA, about 5 or 6 years ago, went through a major reorganization of its financial system. NASA is one of the few agencies, actually, that has a central headquarters, but has 10 major centers that are operated by except for one, by federal civilians. And so that means that the financial systems at those centers have to be integrated with the central system. Most are just not as diffuse as NASA is. And so trying to get everybody onto the same system was a very big task. And when NASA undertook it, it didn't go well for a while. And things, as far as I can tell, are getting much, much better. And it'll take sort of a laser-eyed focus now on each of those reports, each of the kinds of data that are going into it, to make sure that people in these far-flung enterprises who are doing their best are understanding what they're supposed to be doing with the financial system.
You know, Max, that started out sounding all kind of warm and fuzzy, and then it turned out not being so happy at all. And they weren't letting her get away with much at all.
Not
that she was trying to get away with anything, but they weren't taking it easy on her.
Well, and in the interest of full disclosure, I mean, I should tell you that we used a little technique that we use in editing called telescoping to actually make this
the
time and to move along. Chairman Rockefeller was pretty pointed, and he is he's clearly interested. He has a very clear interest in the problems that that NASA has had, in particular over the last 4 years, with financial reporting, with being able to account for things. I mean, imagine, Elizabeth Robinson says, at one point they couldn't tell you how much the space station was worth.
Right.
I mean, think about this.
Yeah.
It's flying around in space. They're adding modules to it all the time.
All the time,
because
yeah.
There are people on it. There are people on it. There are people depending on their lives for this shuttle. And yet, for a little while, they couldn't figure out how much the thing was worth. Now, the other person that we're going to hear from, who admittedly had a slightly better time of it, was Paul Martin, who has been nominated to be the Inspector General at NASA. We'll hear a little bit from his testimony on Monday, and he had a slightly easier time of his testimony. So, but. Kind of interesting to hear when things aren't, when you really have someone grilled like this. That's why I wanted to do this story, because it tells you what the process is like sometimes for a nominee. It's not a cakewalk.